Anti-Move Propaganda 2.0. In all my years, I've never seen such biased, negative, and nasty news coverage as I have of the Philadelphia-based Move organization. There may be an exception, the coverage of the so-called Central Park Five, the young men charged and later cleared in the rape and beating of a young New Yorker, possibly. But both are test cases in media demonization. They just occurred in different cities. Remember the recent brouhaha over a rock and roll racist who called the president a subhuman? Editorials readily used such terms to depict Move, but they rarely do so these days. They are more sophisticated. Yet demonization remains. This tactic today is used as a pretext and a precursor for war. Remember Saddam Hussein called insane, or Muammar Gaddafi likened to Daffy Duck? This is but the press marching with their ink pens to wars of words. A recent article in the Philadelphia magazine entitled Lost Boy was full of innuendo and suggestion that Move folks beat and attack their children. The article, detailing the life and untimely demise of the man once known as Birdie Africa, was at bottom a smear piece on Move. Why? Why now? Because Move people are up for parole now, for their minimums have all been served. All of the survivors of the police attack on Move of August 8, 1978, have spent over 30 years in prison. Now it's time to slime them, according to the press. They do it in a more sophisticated way today, but they do it. They even gratuitously publish bits of letters from Move people, which gives illusion of balance. But the slant remains. Move is bad. Police, good. How anyone could write about the massacre of May 13, 1985, and not announce that city cops killed 11 men, women, and babies with murderous intent blares the slant of the entire piece. Cops are quoted saying stuff that suggests they never kill kids, as they are killing kids. Former police chief Gregor Sambor told members of the Move Commission that children, Move children, were considered combatants. Think of that. Combatants. Those children, combatants, were bombed and burned to death by the city of their birth. Yet the slant is a child was forced to eat fruit instead of candy and fresh vegetables instead of Twinkies. Slant wins again, huh? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.